Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Woohoo, we made it to the weekend.
Happy Friday, guys. Or whenever you're listening to this, happy weekend, happy Monday, if you're listening to it next Monday.
Happy cusp of Saturday and Sunday. Maybe you're listening to this at 12 a.m. Sunday morning.
You could be in America, right? And by the time this goes up, it could still be Thursday yesterday.
Oh my God, so true. Hey, shout out to you, Americans listening.
Out of all seriousness, my sister's in Hawaii right now, right?
Yeah.
They're right at the other end. So it's probably like Thursday morning there right now.
Yeah.
So that means if she downloads this in an hour, yeah, she'll be listening to this Thursday lunchtime, easy.
We should tell her what happens in the future. What's happened today? We had a show that involved us speaking to Justin Lacko.
Yes. Actually, my sister's a fan of his. She watched Love Island.
There you go.
He reveals something in this chat.
That's weird.
Yeah, straight up weird. And it's got to do with his behind. It is straight up weird.
Yeah, I know. You stitch me up a bunch of times. You lock me in the studio. You divulge a personal chat that we had in the office that you recorded.
Yeah, secretly recorded it without your permission. Yeah. Fire me, HR.
Yeah.
What else do we do? Screw Up Fridays.
Screw Up Fridays is back. We investigated the Facebook outage that happened yesterday. We talked about scams that are happening in the US. We spoke about it all, really.
Busy day on the Josiah and Ellie Show. Thank you for listening all week. Thank you for bearing with us.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. Big week next week for you, but enjoy this episode until then.
And just so you know, those of you in the past, the future's really great. You're going to have a great time. Just sleepy with that. Enjoy.
We're all going to die.
Oh, it's heavy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
It's Listen Up. If you're maybe in year 12 this year, you're studying to get into uni and, you know, you're slogging your guts out with the books, then I've got a solution for you. Have rich parents.
I mean, easy for some.
Yeah.
The rest of us.
Yeah, I know. It is. You're right. But turns out that's what a lot of kids over in the US have. That's been the technique they've used to get into college. It's broken in the last 24 hours that there's a huge scandal involving high-profile Americans getting their kids into college by bribing high-profile universities. So, like, Yale's been caught up in this. Stanford's been caught up.
Wow,
some of the big
ones.
Names. Yes, University of Southern California.
Have they named any of the celebs or rich people that are doing this?
They have. So they reckon there's about 50 celebrity couples involved, and they're all being charged with fraud and bribery, sorry.
Come on. It happens in everyday society. There's paper bags under the table wherever you go. Let it go, guys. It's all part of life.
I mean, this is to the tune of $35 to $50 million.
Oh, okay. Maybe a bit different.
So, yeah. A little bit different than being like, oh, I'll give you $5 if you go get me a cheeseburger.
Yeah,
you know?
Very different.
Yeah. Felicity Huffman, she is from Desperate Housewives. Remember her?
Yes, I do.
She was
Pretty Mum.
I can't remember.
She's one of the mums.
Yeah, she was one of the mums. The blonde one, if that rings any bells.
The blonde with some brunette in her hair, that one.
She's been caught up in it, along with her husband, that shameless dude, the old guy.
Yeah, I know him too.
Yeah, yeah,
cool. Yeah, yeah.
William
super famous.
H. Macy is his name.
Right.
Yeah, so they've paid $250,000. Oh, sorry, no. They've paid $250,000 to get her released on bail because the FBI have actually charged her.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's just on bail, let alone what they would have paid to the school or the university to get in. So what? So their daughter didn't get in on merit, so they're like, well, here's a paper bag full of a couple of mil.
Pretty much.
Do what you do, guys.
Yep. Laurie Loughlin, you might know her from Full House. I mean, I didn't, but she's pretty famous. She paid like $1 million to get her kids in. Yep. She defrauded the system to try and get her kids onto the rowing team and get in through that way.
What's worse, though, the teachers or the school taking the bribes or the parents giving them? I'd say it's the school because they're the ones that are actually receiving these bribes.
Exactly. Think of all the kids that missed out because these, you know, spoiled brats are getting in their place.
Yeah, every parent's going to try and get their kids in somehow, but they're in a position of power to say, oh, look, we don't do it that way at this school. However, they took the money, although if you're talking $1 million.
I know, right?
Well, can I ask you, Ellie, as
a
woman with 3 degrees to her name at university.
Yeah.
Your dad being a judge.
Yep.
I'm sure has a bit of power in the town that you're from. How did you manage to get into your degrees? Because I tell you what, I definitely didn't have the money to get into university, hence why I only did a college diploma.
Do you know what? This is going to sound really sus. Oh. I swear to God, there's nothing sus about it, but I actually did get a scholarship to uni.
How? How did you get a scholarship?
My cousin was
here
on the... No, she was on this like student life committee, so she wasn't in the, but then actually, sorry, I had two cousins who worked for the uni. And then I get given this scholarship and I feel like, oh God, have I really deserved it?
What do you get the scholarship for though? Just for being Ellie Chaney, the daughter of Judge Chaney, cousin to the Chaneys that are on the board at the thing.
I got it because I earned it of my own accord. I was the top arts applicant.
Niece to the uncle that handed them a paper bag with $100,000 in it to get into Perth University. This explains everything. No one gets 3 degrees at such a young age and a scholarship without being dodgy.
Well, I studied really hard in year 12.
I think you should take back everything you said about these people in America, and the FBI need to come to Australia and investigate you ASAP. Otherwise, I'm going to tell the AFP, the Australian Federal Police, and I'm going to get them onto you. You Chaney family is
Let's get my cousin on and ask her whether I deserve that scholarship. Yes. Okay? Because I did.
Oh, too good.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Now, before we start, just remember these two get paid to be on the radio. It's Josiah and Ellie's Screw Up Friday.
I love it when you do a stroke on air, have a stroke on air, and that happened this week.
Well, I had an absolute meltdown earlier in this week. You know what it is? I feel good yesterday and today.
Yep.
I have to warm up as the week goes on. So Monday to Wednesday, it's my warm-up. Thursday, I'm very strong. Friday, guys, I'm on fire.
Oh, wait for Saturday's show. Oh, wait. You got the day off. All right. Well, fair to say, this week, I'm afraid you feature a little bit more prominently than me.
I believe that.
But, you know, it comes in tides.
What? It comes and goes in waves, yeah, Dean Lewis.
It comes and goes. All right, let's just get into it. Screw up Fridays.
In waves. We're going to be talking Picnic at Hanging Rock. Is it real? Is it not? We are very, very opposite views after I visited it on the weekend. I cannot talk.
You're on fire today. And so I remembered walking kind of past the Hoyts.
The where?
In. The Hoyts.
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 You said that so weird.
Hoyts.
Hoyts Cinema.
Yeah.
You said...
Hoyts.
Yeah, you said it like you were spitting.
Hoyts.
It's just Hoyts.
It's the German way of saying it, Hoyts.
He's right. And we want to send you, don't we, Ellie? 13 12 16 is our number, but you don't have to call us because you have to register as a VIP. Tricked you.
Exactly, and then we'll call you.
Yes, this is what we're going to prove. This is like going into the inner sanctum of the relationship of Gav and Ellie.
Hey, coming up next, Cassandra Thorburn from Dancing at the Stars, with the stars.
I promise you, I have that with Omas so much.
With what?
Omas.
What's Omas?
Hummus.
Why did you say omas?
That's how you meant to say omas, is how you pronounce it properly. Hummus is the Australian version. It's omas.
Quick question. What country are we in?
We're in Australia.
Do you know what I don't get, though? Camels have two humps.
Some do. Some only have one.
No.
Are you saying every single camel has two humps?
Yeah.
No.
No, so you said you've got some science for us about why this happens?
Oh, it comes down to basic physics. Is that the word? Wow, I can't do English.
Today, Junior.
The scariest thing about the story, he said, is these whales, they're called, it starts with B, beruga whale. I don't even know what
beruga.
It is. Beruga.
No, that's a place in Cobram.
It's Cobram beruga whale. It actually swallowed him in the Murray. But out there, my favourite song on the radio at the moment.
Cool, be cool.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
You told a story in the office yesterday, and I want to talk about grudges on 13, 12, 16. Do you still have one that you need to let go? Because yesterday you told us a story about a time you got in a fight with a girl, and I want the Goulburn Valley to hear this, because she thought you hooked up with her friend's boyfriend. Take a listen to this.
No. She came and shoved me. And I was like,
oh my God,
I didn't do it. I hate that girl to this day. I still hate her from her. And she's friends with a few of my friends now. And I'm still like,
would you have hit her back if she hit you?
If she was like on top of me, I'd probably like push back. It's very stressful. It was a very stressful time in my life. I haven't forgiven it.
Josiah! Do you know what? Kat, who caught up with it was earlier, was right. I do need a new co-host.
I was secretly recording that story. You haven't forgiven that girl, and how long ago did that happen?
Like 15 years ago.
15 years to hold on to a grudge.
I don't like violence and aggression, and she was very violent and aggressive towards me, and I didn't know what to do, and I was like, oh God, I called my dad to come get me from the party.
Of course you did, daddy's girl. The fact you're still holding to a grudge 15 years ago and you think the girl still doesn't like you, I think it's time to let go. So 13, 12, 16 this morning, can I get you to say you've let go of the grudge?
I haven't. I'm still mad at her. Lead she needs to apologize
example.
To me.
Lead by example, Ellie. Be the better
Fine,
girl.
Fine. I'm over it.
If you want to be like Ellie, 13, 12, 16, maybe you've got a grudge as well. We're giving you the opportunity this morning to let him go.
Katie from Shep, take it away. Are you holding a grudge against someone?
I'm holding a grudge against my friend Taylor. She works at a bar. And she, one time I went in there and she didn't give me a free drink, even though she's my friend. So I'm still holding it against her.
How long's it been? How long's this grudge been? And how are you going to let it go?
It's only been a couple of weeks. But I'm not sure that I can let it go. Like, if you're a friend who works at a bar, give me a free drink, you know what I mean?
Big time. I mean, I never pay for drinks because I'm pretty famous around town. So I don't know what it's like. I can't really sympathize with you, but I feel sorry for you.
She's probably given you guys free drinks. She's seen you guys there before.
Oh, I think I know Taylor. Yeah, she does give me free drinks. Sorry about it.
You know what? And if she doesn't, I'll hold a grudge against her as well. So you and I are in the same boat.
Well, together, Katie, it is time to... You've got it off your chest now. You can begin to move on.
Can you forgive her right now on the radio?
Taylor, I forgive you.
Yeah, see, it feels good on a Friday, guys. This is what we're doing today.
Do you want to put your order in for the drink that you want next time you go to the bar?
Yeah, vodka lime and soda, please.
Vodka lime soda, of course. All
Double
right.
shot for Katie. Thanks for your call.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's move on to Anna from Shep. Anna, the floor is now yours, my friend. What do you need to get off your chest?
This one's pretty old, but I have a grudge against my Year 12 English teacher.
What did they do to you?
Oh, he was just really critical of me overall. He always gave me crap marks, and I ended up, like, doing journalism. So, jokes on him.
And is he still just not just teaching, because teaching is a very important profession, don't get me wrong, but is he still in the same job?
Yeah, he is. And I really hope, like, someday if I get, you know, once I finish my course and stuff like that, if I get out there, he'll see my name.
Yeah.
And be like,
exactly.
All right, can we officially announce that the grudge is off your chest officially from now?
Yes, I'm the bigger person now.
Let it go, my friend. I'm so happy for you. You can go into your weekend grudge-free.
You can sleep well when your head hits that pillow tonight. Now, no grudge for the first time in many years.
Thank you, guys. I feel lighter.
Oh, glad to hear it. Thanks for your call, Anna.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
But right now, there is a new TV show on Win. It's on Sunday nights, hosted by Dr. Chris Brown and Julia Morris. It's an absolute cracker. It's called Sunday Night Takeaway, and one of the guest announcers this week is none other than Justin Lacko. You may know him from Love Island. You may know him from I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And he is joining us now, provided technology has connected us. Justin, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Bang, we're on. We did a bit of padding there. And it's an old radio term till we can connect the lines through technology issues, but we're on. Mate, honour to have you on the show. We spoke to you last time when you just left the jungle. Now you're going to be on the Takeaway this weekend.
Yes, I'm so excited to be with Chris and Julia on the show.
Yeah, so for those of us who haven't seen Sunday Night Takeaway, what exactly is the show all about?
It's about giving away prizes. So everyone's there to kind of take away something and enjoy, you know, a great fun night where it's full of comedy and laughter. So
that is
very family orientated, and it's not like, you know, some of these other trashy shows, but yeah, it's very family orientated, and it's all about giving away and all about love.
Do you know what? That's exactly how people describe our show, the Josiah and Ellie Show. It's about giving things away. It's about comedy. It's about love, you know?
Hey, Justin, you're a good-looking dude. You're a model. You're now a famous media celebrity. You're in Melbourne at the moment, obviously. The Fashion Week's on at the moment, also the Formula One. Are you getting involved in any way? You're walking in any of the catwalks?
No, I think I've had my time and duty doing that. You know, I've been doing it for 10 years modelling, so... I kind of hung my boots up this year and just enjoyed the show myself and supported, you know, Vance and everything that, you know, they represent here for Australian fashion. But, now it's the GP. So everything's about the speed and about the cars and very loud noises. So I have to bring my earplugs.
Fair enough. You and me both. I'm not good with loud cars, Justin. hey, being a model, you what, sorry?
Hmm. I said, they look good, though.
Exactly.
As do you, Justin.
They look good. We know I look good. Come on.
Yeah. Being a model, have you ever done those shoots that just go for hours and hours and hours? What's the longest modelling shoot you've ever been
on?
Are
you talking to me or Justin?
No, I'm talking to the model.
Oh, right. Sorry.
You're not that at all.
Oh, you know, I tell you what, it's an experience. But it's not as enjoyable as everyone may think. It's all good and glamour. But no, I've probably worked on a couple of days, you know, running on maybe about 4 hours sleep. So, you know, about 18 hours even. Obviously, there is some breaks, you know, where we do get to have, you know, lunch and dinner and breakfast. But it just depends on, you know, the weather and the team that we have. But, yeah, no, I remember I worked over in Italy and we went over to Naples. And, yeah, we probably did about, I think it was 16 hours that shoot.
Oh, my goodness.
But just, really long. Justin Lacker, to be in Italy... In Italy, flown there to have sexy girls around you, surely does sound like the dream job to me, I tell you what.
Oh, well, it's usually one sexy girl, you know, but, you know, I'll take what I can have.
Did you or did you not get served like gnocchi at half time in your breaks?
Oh, I go straight into the pizza.
Oh, I love yum! The pizza.
Good for the rig, the old pizza, isn't it?
Yes, so
hey, Justin,
good.
Can I ask you, you were on Love Island. Now, you're now obviously doing some stuff with the Wynn Network as well. Any thoughts on Batch in Paradise? Are you across it at all? The contestants, got any advice as a successful Love Island contestant?
Well, I wasn't very successful on Love Island. but at the same time, I probably don't blame anybody. You know, I think it was just a different... It was a lot, like the girls were quite young. And, you know, even when we watch The Bachelor these days, I don't think they're 21 or 20, are they? So, yeah, Love Island was a bit of a flop for me. But Bachelor in Paradise, I'm not sure. I don't know if I'd be wanting to do something where I'm another contestant. I'd rather be, you know, the main man. Oh. And I'd be like, please find me a woman. Please find me a woman.
Are you giving us an exclusive scoop right now that you could be the next Bachelor after this astrophysics dude?
I'd hate to see that.
No, it's been revealed, I think, already.
Yeah, I know, but after him, once we're done with him, there'll be another season. You could be in that.
Yeah, they might have to, Channel 10 might have to polish me up a little bit. Make sure I don't come across. I have to look as smart as I look sometimes. Unfortunately, it doesn't always work that way.
Hey, Justin Lacko, just on your Instagram page, over 120,000 followers. I'm just going to show Ellie your fourth photo in. What are your thoughts when you see that photo, Ellie?
Oh, damn, Justin, you're looking good, bud. I would go on your season of The Bachelor for sure.
He is in a white pair of jocks, yeah? Justin. Is it hard to do a photo like that with a bunch of camera crew around?
You know what? I did that with a very good photographer, Rosanna Faraci, and she is amazing. So it was actually just a one-on-one. So there's a lot less pressure. So no one's in there kind of dabbing up makeup on my butt or anything. It was all black and white. So
did you say dabbing up makeup on your butt?
You know what? But sometimes you do need to get it done. You know, when you're doing underwear, if you've got those tan lines happening, and you know, I'm a tradie as well, but sometimes I have my top off when I work.
Yeah.
And I do get a bit of a bad back, you know, bum tan line. You know, a bit of a crack might happen every now and then. So, yeah, sometimes you do need to have touch-ups.
Well, I tell you what, there's a lot of tradies around the Goulburn Valley that can relate to you right now, because I tell you what, I've seen some of the blokes out there, they definitely put makeup on their behinds.
It's a common occurrence here in Shepparton.
must have been the fake tan.
Yeah. All righty. Well, Justin Lacko, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Make sure you catch him on the Sunday Night Takeaway. It's on this Sunday at 7 o'clock on the Wynn Network. Justin, enjoy the rest of your day and keep that butt out of the sun, my friend. See you later.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Hope your Friday has gotten off to a good start, because it certainly didn't yesterday for a lot of people in the world.
Yeah, this time yesterday, the big outage happened.
The big outage indeed. It was... Hold on, the phone was still off the hook. That was really distracting me. sorry.
Is it your boyfriend again?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't, unfortunately. Yes, the big Facebook and Instagram outage happened for most of yesterday. In fact, I was back in at work at about 3:30 and my Facebook still wasn't posting. And that started at what, like 5 a.m. when we woke up? So it was a huge, huge issue for Facebook yesterday. And there was one person in particular who was affected significantly by it, and his name is Sebastian.
Sebby.
Seb, our mate. He works here at the office with us. And Seb's a great dude.
Oh, when he's asleep.
No, Seb's the best. yesterday, Seb was celebrating his birthday. You see where I'm going with this?
Yes.
On your birthday, one of the best parts of having a birthday is the fact that you get inundated with Facebook love.
Oh, yes. How did Sebastian go yesterday?
Seb got zilch.
I never thought of that.
A scratch of Facebook love because no one could post on his wall. So I came back in the office around 3:30 and I saw him and I said, hey, hero. Bud. I know. I'm such a hard worker.
What a legend.
Just, doing stuff for the show. You know how it is. I came back in and saw him and I said, how's your birthday been? You been having fun? He's like, oh, yeah, it's not been great, No one seems to love me. No one's posted on my wall. I just sent a message to all my friends saying, like, you guys suck. You've all forgotten my birthday. He'd gone to that level. And his mates replied and said, mate, I tried to post on your wall at 7 o'clock this morning. It wouldn't let me. And so I said, you know what? I'm sure the Facebook outage is over by now. I'm going to sling you a post. Wrote him this hilarious post saying, oh, like all the love you're receiving on your birthday made the whole of Facebook crash. Happy birthday. Couldn't post it either. An error message came up. So I screenshotted that and sent it to him. And only then did he believe all his friends that they actually had tried to post on his wall.
Isn't that a sad reflection of our society these days that people rely on Facebook to know when it's someone else's birthday? I would have no idea. I actually have to go into the birthday section on Facebook and look at the week ahead at the start of every week just to make sure I don't know any one of my good friends have a birthday coming up because I don't want to miss them.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
Lucky Sebastian's not a good friend of mine, so I didn't care anyway.
When's my birthday?
November.
The
20th. Third.
Incorrect.
When is it?
The 8th.
Close.
All right, Mr. 30th of January.
31st.
Damn it, I knew it was the 31st. Just testing you to see if you remembered your own birthday. But what we want to do this morning is give you the floor. If you had a birthday yesterday and you didn't get any Facebook love, or if you had another big Facebook announcement that you made that maybe you made it the night before and then you woke up expecting to have millions of likes and you didn't have anything, we want to hear from you. We'll give you the love you need. We'll broadcast your status.
Yeah, have you been let down? I remember I used to count how many birthday messages I got. I used to get about 300. These days, you're lucky to get 50.
Yeah,
people don't care anymore.
I know. Well, I don't really care if someone that I went to school with 10 years ago reaches out and says, happy birthday, and that's it.
Yeah.
Like, at least throw a gag in there. Make a smile. Just don't say, happy birthday, Elliot. Doesn't do anything for me. 13, 12, 16 is our number. Feel free to get involved. Sam from Shep, you've given us a call. Did you suffer yesterday, bud?
Yeah, I didn't realise I'd made my birthday private. So no one got the alert.
Even worse. That's almost as bad as an outage, isn't it?
Yeah. And then even though I changed it back, it was too late. No one still got the alert.
So no.
Isn't it sad, though, that these days people rely on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, to know it's your birthday? They don't just have it in the calendar anymore, though.
Yeah, I guess. I was checking pretty much throughout the day, but no one had called. And I was dropping some hints to some friends. But
did you or did you not make your own Facebook status doing like the whole, thanks for all the Facebook love today, guys, even though you got none, just to, stimulate people to comment on it?
I might do it today, actually. That's a good idea.
Well, do you know what? From us, from the entire Goulburn Valley, this is better than any Facebook post. Happy birthday, Sam.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Shout out on radio, better than any Facebook post anytime. Sammy, consider yourself lucky.
Thanks for your call, bud.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
Now, the reason that this all came about is because our colleague, Sebastian, it was his birthday yesterday. He was devastated that not a single person had posted on his wall. And believe it or not, Sebastian has heard us talking about it and has called in. Morning, Seb.
Morning, Ellie. How are you?
Did you end up getting any posts on your wall at all, or did you have to do the whole take a photo, it's my birthday today type thing?
Well, actually, I did have a bit of redemption. So late last night, I'm sitting there depressed, just, thinking I've got no friends in the world that care, it's my birthday.
Bottle of wine deep.
Yeah, to say the least. And then I posted a photo. And it seemed everything was back to normal because I started getting calls, texts, lots of messages going up. But yeah, I tell you, for most of the day, I saw you guys and I was pretty low, wasn't I?
Yeah, I know. I felt so bad for you. I tried to post on your wall as redemption, but no, it didn't go.
Yeah, and apparently us saying happy birthday to you at work isn't good enough, mate.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you know that's not true, Jay. That did really brighten my day. But Ellie, that screenshot you took in Sensity, it actually did make me feel better that I did have friends.
Did you send? Did you send him a naughty picture?
Yeah. It was his birthday, wasn't it? No. I sent
Best
him a screenshot of the error message I received just as proof that I had tried to post on his wall.
You know, but I had my fingers crossed because if you'd posted, then I'd be like, okay, I really am officially at the bottom of the pile. So thank you. You actually made me feel better earlier. You did.
I'm glad. Well, do you know what? I'm going to make you feel even better and say in front of the entire Goulburn Valley, happy birthday, Seb.
Thank you. And I've also changed my birthday to today because it's all functioning again. So hopefully we'll see what lights up. How much attention I need.
Hey, Sebastian, no matter how you feel about being at the bottom of the pile yesterday because of your birthday, doesn't change the fact you're still at the bottom of the pile of work, mate.
We're being nice to Seb. We had a rough trot yesterday.
We'll have your review when I get in, Josiah.
Yeah. Yeah. Bring me a coffee on your way in, buddy.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie. Oh, my God. Have you seen this?
Shut up.
Is Josiah and Ellie's Headline of the Week.
We scour all the news establishments every week for the most weird and wonderful headlines and most interesting stories. We bring them to you on the radio every
morning.
We,
as in Ellie, I sit back and you give them to me. I haven't seen these ones this week, so you've got me excited, Ellie.
Exactly, that's because you never read the news. okay, I'm going to start off small. This is more of an interesting tale than a quirky headline. Man's mobile phone protects him from arrow attack. Arrow attack.
As in like bow and arrow?
Yes.
Wow, where was he? In the Amazon or something?
No, close.
African tribe?
Nope. In the Queensland town, New South Wales? Town of Nimbin.
Oh, that's New South Wales. Just about an hour inland of Byron. If you've ever been to Nimbin, my goodness, you do not last more than 30 seconds without being offered some.
Yeah, I was going to say. And of course, an arrow attack happens in Nimbin. Like,
when did this happen? This
yesterday, should be apparently.
This should be national news.
I know. Crazy. Well, it made headline of the week, so there you go. Headline number two. Court rules the middle finger is constitutionally protected. This one.
Hang on. You don't have to do that to me.
I was just showing you the one that you...
Wait, so if you do this...
No, don't do that to me. How rude.
If you do that, you can't get arrested? Because I've heard of people doing it to the police and they can pull you over and charge you for it.
Well, that's what this article's about. I don't speak for Australian law because this happened over in the US. A woman got a ticket for giving the finger to a cop. And she got off because the Constitution said that she was allowed to do that.
Beautiful.
Freedom of speech, freedom of expression.
I always do this when I drive past the cops. Explain to people what I'm doing because I'm not saying it on the radio.
Yeah, good radio. look, your finger's up. It's being covered by your other hand. I never do that to the cops because I respect our law enforcement officers.
So do I.
It may sound sarcastic when I say that, but I genuinely mean it. I love cops.
It's more the than one life way itself. That it makes me feel a little bit gangster, you know, like I'm Will Smith in Bad Boys 2, you know?
Yeah,
Bad Boys, they wrote that movie about me, bro. I'm hitting the streets. I'm crazy.
Headline number three is to do with the cops as well. Police arrested a man named Sober for being not sober. His last name was Sober. He got arrested for public intoxication.
That is incredible.
Good gear. And finally, this one's my favourite. You ready? Painting Picasso, not Picasso, hogs the limelight at South Africa Farm Sanctuary. This is a story about a pig that can paint.
Is he a good artist at least?
He's great. He's Picasso. Of course he's good.
You'd be happy if you were his owner because then you could make some money off your little piggy.
Exactly.
Babe.
Well, I mean, some people make money off piggies, mainly farmers.
I make money off piggies on this show.
What, because I'm a pig and I make you money?
I sit across from him from 6 to 9 every morning. Just give us a quick... You did that.
That was actually really good.
Way too good.
Hey, if you find any weird and wonderful headlines over the next week, feel free to send them through to us. Hit GV. We love to hear them. Or hit us up on Facebook. Hit Goulburn Valley.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
Ellie, something happened on The Voice. It's all over the news at the moment. The Hit Network's very own Grant Denyer got on his radio show the other day and revealed this about the filming of The Voice.
It got so bad that the audience, after 9 hours and running 3 hours over time, started booing, right, in the record. So when they would, when the judges started pressing the buzzers, people were like, boo! true. They were revolting. So what actually happened was the staff had to lock all the doors to the recording studio.
You're kidding me.
And they manned the doors and refused to let anybody out.
Oh, gosh.
So people were trying to storm out and leave and say, you can't stop me. And they were saying, yes, we can. So they locked the doors, stood in front of the doors to block all the exits. It got so bad, the audience members started ringing the cops.
So wow. They were being held hostage. That recording of The Voice went for 9 hours and they weren't allowed to leave.
That is unbelievable. Surely they have a case to answer. So far, The Voice haven't come out and made a statement yet. We're waiting on that one.
Yeah.
Imagine what Delta's got to say.
Oh, she's not going to be happy. She's going to be just dancing in her seat. She's probably oblivious to the whole thing. What are you doing?
You're not going to like this, Ellie.
Josiah's just walked out of the studio. What are you doing?
All right. You're not going to know what's going on right now, but you're just going to have to play with me. In the Golden Valley, I need your help. With the help of Boss Benny outside the studio, Grant, who's on after nine as well, we've locked the studio doors. You are stuck in there.
Are you kidding me?
You cannot get out of the studio. You are now feeling what it's like to be on The Voice. You cannot get out. There's only one way that we are going to allow you to get out.
What do you mean? I literally just said to you just before we went into that song, I really need to pee.
You know what? Picture waterfalls right now. Oceans.
Are you are you voicing me right now?
I'm literally, you cannot get out of that studio. So what I'm going to do is I need the Golden Valley's help. Actually, no. I don't need your help. You need their help.
What?
If you go to the Hit GV page right now on Instagram, we're at 3,100 and something followers.
Oh, I see.
I'm not unlocking that studio door. I'm not coming in to do the show. Unless that is at 3,200. So Goblin Valley, Ellie's on her own until then.
Are you kidding me?
Nah, I'm off for a coffee, guys. I'm done.
No, this is not fair. We've still got an hour left of the show, and I'm not going to lie, I really, really need to pee.
Like, if you look outside the door now, there is a security guard. You cannot get out of that studio unless you take him. You have no choice. So, guys, hit GV on Instagram if you want to help Ellie out. Otherwise, I'm off for the day. Enjoy, Ellie.
He's literally walked out of the whole office. Are you kidding me?
I'm off to Macca's, guys. Enjoy.
In that case, can you get me a muffle while I'm at it?
No deal.
All right.
No deal.
Okay, if this is really the only option to get this big security guard out of the way, please follow us, hit GV. This is not okay. I really need to pee. If you don't want to see a grown woman wet herself, oh, God, that's incentive, isn't it? That's incentive. God, please do it. Please follow us now. Screw Up Fridays is happening soon. Provided
Ellie.
Back. What?
I've got a bottle for you.
No,
I left that in the studio.
Kid Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
It's a GV rap with MIA.
Oh, yeah. Mia Edgerton-Warburton from Channel 9 News. She joins us every Friday to just let us know what's been going on in the region this week. Welcome to the show, Mia.
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. Long-time listener, first-time contributor.
Well, you know, you've been here since the show started. So.
I don't know what I prefer to hear about, what's going on in the GV or what's going on in your personal life. You all good? Everything happening? Still with the boyfriend?
Yeah, still with the boyfriend.
Benny's going well?
He's going really well.
You
going
to see him this weekend?
Yep.
I was going to ask you for a drink, but all good.
We want to go to the Grand Prix.
Ah. Can Benny get us in?
We'll see.
Hey, guys, I'm just going to interject here and say what's been going on in the GV. That's your off-air chat. You bring that on air. No one cares.
Okay.
What we do care about is what is happening with all the funding that's been announced this week.
Deputy Prime Minister was in Shepparton yesterday. Big hullabaloo.
Hullabaloo?
Big hullabaloo.
Wow.
What a word.
Use big words on
he
Channel
9.
He
came in, everyone was watching him like, whoa, where's he going? He was just going to a fruit packing facility. In Shepparton.
Not just a fruit packing facility.
Jeff Thompson, the biggest apple and pear fruit company in Australia.
So
Morning, Jeff.
I know they're the biggest, but how did they end up securing the rights from the deputy PM to come and give them so much funding? Big, good work by them.
I think they sent people over to Canberra to try and get, so basically it's funding to build state-of-the-art fruit packing facility. And so they use like x-rays and lasers to sort fruit really quickly.
See if there's any needles in there.
Laser. What's that off?
Austin Powers. Yeah.
Laser.
So apparently they said it's going to be really tall and apparently it's going to employ more than 1,000 people over 5 years in the Goulburn Valley. So it's $55 million.
Huge.
Doesn't Dr. Evil and Austin Powers want $1 trillion for the laser? So really, we're getting it at a real bargain.
Wow, that is so cheap. Laser!
I think they were like, now I'm second guessing myself. Maybe I'm like, maybe there aren't lasers in
how
there.
How good would it be if the deputy PM came to Shep yesterday and goes, hey guys, here's some money, announcing some funding, good work, so apples, pears, laser! That would go viral. He should have done that. He missed out.
No, he did. He was a big fan of when he finished, he took a bite out of his apple. He was like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, crunch. And I was like, well done.
That's good. Straight from the SPC handbook. Good gear, buddy. All right, what else is happening? Anything else?
There's a cool initiative on in Moama. It's called Moama to Menindee, and it's these kids taking bottled water to Menindee.
I saw this. They took 2 tonnes worth, I think.
Four tonnes. 1 tonne had been raised by the Moama community and some other schools, but 3 Echuca College students ran it up there.
I saw that. Well done. If you see them, or they did it last weekend, I believe, but if they end up taking any more and you see the boys towing the trailer, make sure you give them a toot, donate some more, because it's an awesome initiative.
Four tons of water.
Strong
boys. I couldn't carry that.
You're across Menindee, aren't you, Ellie?
Yeah, love Menindee. Shout out to you guys this morning.
Well, it's still very drought stricken there. So the boys, well done on helping out. We don't forget who you are.
Don't you? What are their names?
Leezer.
Mia Edgerton of Warburton, thank you for coming in yet again. You will be back on Channel 9 News Board Northeast tonight from 6 p.m. What's your story today? Can we have a sneak preview?
I'm not going to tell you because it might be first on 9. I know Win News likes to listen, so.
All right, she's got the exclusive. Make sure you tune in to her tonight.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.